My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Today, we are going to talk about why you should chase this SEO trend or you'll flounder.
So the SEO trend that a lot of people talk about is page speed, or you still need links, or you got to update your content, or you got to translate globally. But you know what the SEO trend that no one talks about, which is the most important thing? The SEO trend that no one really talks about is usability. And I don't mean usability from a design perspective. I mean usability from, does someone do a search, land on your website, and get what they're looking for as quick as possible? Because Eric, at the end of the day, when you do a search, you're SEO. When you're just doing a random search, let's say you're doing a search for NFTs, because I know you're big into NFTs. Do you ever do a search on Google for NFTs and be like, wow, this number one site should be there because they have so many backlinks? Does that ever cross your mind?
Not for NFTs, but I get what you're saying, because I use YouTube or Twitter for NFT searches.
Sure. But generally, when you are searching, you don't really think about who's ranked number one or two when
nope.
you're looking.
No, you're thinking about value.
Bingo. And that's what we mean, in which you got to get the user to get what they want as quick as possible. And there's a lot of tools. Eric knows more of them than me because I'm not as big into tools as he is. But from like the, what was it called? You could use the Crazy Eggs and the Hot Jars for, what is it called? Mouse recordings. You can use user testing. What other tools are there out there for you?
Use Google Optimize. It's free.
Yeah, Google Optimize for A/B testing.
They'll even heat map for you too.
Oh, that's cool. You can do SurveyMonkey for surveys for the qualitative data. What's the other survey tool that's really popular?
Typeform.
There you go. But yeah, those are some of the main tools. But yeah, it's mainly usability. And it's funny, even as SEOs, we don't really care when we're doing searches for our own stuff on how optimized a site is when we're clicking through.
I mean, there's kind of a foundational thing I think everyone should try to understand here, because Neil and I started out in SEO, but then we started to stack on other marketing skills and we started to stack on other business skills. And that allowed us to have more perspective about okay, when we're building a SaaS product, what's important? Time to value, right? So how quickly are you delivering value in your product? If it takes you like 6 months to deliver value with your product, you're going to have a lot of churn, right? And so when you think about people using Twitter or YouTube, the time to value is very quick when you're using those products. You got to think of your SEO. When you're doing SEO, you got to think about it as a product, right? And if you're able to do that, you are now reframing in a different scenario. And you're not just talking about backlinks. You're not talking about these other things that are very kind of, they're important, but they're very tactical, right? But when you think about time to value, and you're thinking more about the user, the end user, how you can deliver, you're in a different mindset. And let me just paint another example here. Clubhouse, we've talked about last year, and that's something I was investing 14 to 15 hours in a day, right, at the peak. And Neil's take on it was that, okay, Clubhouse might be in trouble. So the trouble with Clubhouse, like focusing their app because they're dropping audio, right? If you hop into conversation, Neil and I are talking, we've been talking for like 30 minutes or so, your time to value is going to take a while. And you still, maybe even after 10 minutes, you still might not know what we're talking about, right? Which is why I believe Clubhouse is struggling right now. But you see apps like Twitter where time to value is quick, and then they have drop in audio Twitter spaces as a feature that ends up working out for them, right? So when you're thinking about doing your SEO, creating any content or anything, how can you think about making the customer or making the user happy, and then you'll be fine?
Yeah, it's funny with Clubhouse, no one really talks about them anymore. And the big problem is it's not just time to value. You only can get value from Clubhouse if you're there live. People can't just come on random times and still get value. It has to be a coordinated effort, which is a pain.
Yep. Anyway, so that is it for today. If you want more value, talking about time to value, we got some quick value for you. marketingschool.io/training if you want to start or grow your dream business, because that's what Neil and I have done over the years. And we'll catch you later.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.